world under your authority. The kingdom of heaven came a little bit in my heritage. The other thing you could do is to move the lines into yours and give a piece to your neighbor and say, you know what, I can get good money for this. I'm going to give it away. You can have a part of my heritage. Jew says, you can't do that because God wants you to care for what he's given you. So when you look at your heritage, are you being faithful? Am I being faithful? Can I honestly say as a father, as a husband, can I honestly say as a school teacher, as a member of my church congregation, as God has given me those heritages, can I stand in front of him and say, A, I was faithful in what you gave me? As a church, for example, I think sometimes, and I don't know this church, so it's no critique of you, but I've been in situations where the church lets the pastor do everything. And the talents and the opportunities that ordinary members have are just given to the pastor. And people give up their heritage for the sake of hiring. You get my point. Anyway, now, with that in mind, oh, I guess there's time to talk about a little bit of this. If I seem like in a hurry, it's because I'm in a hurry. Notice those ancient landmarks, those stone walls, have thorns and thistles growing out of them. That's natural because there are thorns and thistles in Israel absolutely everywhere. If you're there in the springtime, you can't believe there are that many different kinds of thorns and thistles in such a little place. But they're also left to grow there for a different reason. At a certain time of the year, the animals are put in those pieces of ground to eat up what was left over. I'll get to that, God willing, in just a couple minutes. And those thistles grow big enough by that time that if there are goats in one field, they can't easily climb over that wall into another. In fact, the Bible even talks about that, I believe, in Leviticus, where it says, if you're burning your thistles at the end of the season and the fire gets into your neighbor's wheat because he or she hasn't harvested yet, here's how you got to make it up. Here's how you got to take care of it. So notice the thistles growing there. It's mentioned in the Bible several times. I'm not going to talk about it here today. There's a couple of interesting passages, but it's probably, or at least possibly, the thistle that the ram was caught in when Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac. It looks like chicken wire. And I've heard stories from shepherds that sheep indeed do get stuck in it. They get in there, and it's so much like Velcro that it hooks onto their wool or it hooks onto their horns, and they literally can't get out unless the shepherd pulls them out. So that may be the type of thorn that that is. But notice how they grow in those fields. So those walls are ancient landmarks. They are also the place where the thistles grow. Now, here's another thing I'd like to show you about those walls. Imagine, well, have you noticed that nobody lives on their farm? Okay. Can you imagine a culture? I mean, there isn't that much good farmland. Can you imagine a culture that builds houses on good farmland? I mean, there could not be a culture so unfaithful to God that gives a culture a heritage of great farmland, and then people build houses on it. I mean, no one could imagine that, even if it wasn't a Christian culture. You wouldn't do that. So you never build on the fields, because that's a heritage. That's a farm. If I build a house on a farm, a Jew would have thought, I'm saying to God, I'm not going to use my heritage to farm. I'm going to build a house on it. And God would say, wait a minute. Anyway, you get the point. Now imagine if this is your farm. Okay? Right? That one. That's your farm. And you live in the village beyond. How do you get to your farm? Thank you. You walk. Very good. So they didn't have some of the problems I wrestle with, at least. But do you think your neighbor, whose farm isn't any bigger than this set of benches, wants you walking in his field? This is bread for him for a whole year. You get out of my field. Don't walk on my grain. So the walls became the place where people walk. Now, I found a slide of one. It's a little bit not the best slide in the world, but can you see the path along the stone wall? Look at it. Because that's where you would walk. You wouldn't just cut across. You'd walk right next to the wall, and that's how you kept from walking in his field and got to yours without going miles around. Now, come with me. Imagine you're walking with a rabbi, and he sits somewhere in the shade, and there's a farmer. So the rabbi says, farmer went out to sow, and he threw the seed. Some fell on the path. Some fell on rocks. Some fell among, and some fell on. That's the picture. Every field has it. You've got, let me see if I can back up. You've got a path.